Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Hey, everybody. It's Kruten Kipe on Baseball. Today, we're going to talk about the new look here at Chase Field. They have a brand new field, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. Well, Kipe, here we are. First game of a three-game series with the Diamondbacks. First time the Giants have seen Arizona this year, which is in itself a bit unusual considering the Giants started their season in the end of March. And here it is, the 17th of May, and we're finally seeing Arizona. But it's an opportunity for us to see the new ballpark feature here at Chase Field. They've got a brand new synthetic field. And, you know, we think back in our career, we've seen a lot of synthetic fields, and none of them we've really been that partial to. But this one here is pretty amazing. They fill it with sand and coconut husks. No longer do they fill it with, you know, bits of rubber. And when they install this thing, it's like 6 inches long. And then they fill it with sand and coconut husks. They have it recessed in the infield. Then they add the dirt to make it all smooth and even. But it really looks nice.
Well, when I took the ground balls before the game, it was perfect. You know, really, in all honesty, that's the only way that an old infielder can judge it, right? It's like you throwing off a mound. It's the only way you can judge it is to go throw off the mound. But you ask other guys, and I guess around here they're saying that it plays fine.
And it's slower than it has ever been,
yeah,
which is a plus.
But I can tell you right now, just by looking at the dirt's damp. I mean, usually I've never seen a dark brown, and that's what it is right now. It's dark brown. And that's great if you can get it, keep it damp. That's exactly what you would want. When we were playing, occasionally you'd run into a turf field where they had turf and dirt, and it never worked. Guys are getting hurt. It was bad. I mean, in Old Comiskey Park, they had turf, dirt, and then in the outfield, real grass. Well, that's the dumbest thing anybody could ever possibly have heard of. It's like, what are you doing? Are you trying? And they only did that for 1 or 2 years. But guys would get hurt. The ball would come off the turf to the dirt in such weird ways that especially if it rained, you were really in trouble then. I like the way it looks. I hope it plays great, because the other way really wasn't working. You'd see infielders just get eaten up on ground balls.
Well, that was a problem. I mean, they had real grass at this ballpark when they first opened it up for years and years, and every year it was a different idea. They bring in the grow lamps on it at night. They would open up the roof. I mean, you do that at 110 degrees in the middle of summer, well, the whole place would get hot.
Yeah.
Then around game time, they close it up. It was always a sweat box. Well, now they don't have to do that. So walking in this ballpark, it's much more pleasant. I mean, it's like 74 degrees. It's beautiful. But this is a turf that they have to water as well. So there's a lot of things about it that, you know, we never have heard that is a treatment that is a day-to-day type of you got to take care of it a little bit differently than the other turfs. I mean, you don't have to mow it. But the seam that you talk about, that there used to be an issue between dirt and synthetic surface, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, and according to Bob Brindley, he says our guys really like it.
So basically what you're telling me is what we're seeing here is like the Impossible Burger.
Yep. And what we're seeing here is what we might see a lot more of in the future.
You water it. That's the best part of it.
It's got coconut husks in it. It's an organic field.
You put ketchup on an Impossible Burger. It's the same thing, I'm telling you.
But I do know there's one guy whose job at the end of every game, he goes out there and he's got a pair of pliers, and guess what he gets to do? He gets to pick up the gum.
Yeah, you can't put gum on turf. I always see guys throw gum on turf. It's like, you know what? They ought to execute that guy.
Yeah, it's a bad guy.
Seriously.
But it's a good field. So we'll have more to say about this in Game 3. But for right now, it's pretty cool. It's Krukke Kaipon Baseball. Enjoy this great game.